I propose to make it in an easy way and simply ask you one by one what are the preferred posters for you, and then we will try to make the counting and further discuss if necessary, or if we have the best poster selected immediately, then we'll stop the discussion. So, Zeblon, may I ask you to start and to provide the selection, your selection for the two posters.
Thank you, Chair. I already have made a selection, because overall my general comment is that all the posters were of exceptional standard indeed. And now the question I'm to ask, Chair, is whether do we split them into theory or experiment, or do we put them inclusively? Because there were two sort of theoretical papers, one on quantum chemistry and the other one on nuclear physics. And then there was one, of course, the remaining three were theoretical. But I don't mind putting them together into one.
I propose to put them together as the topics. I understand, of course, the topics are not not the same. It's always difficult to compare different works, but I propose to put them in the same on the same level.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I will give my choice, if I may. Mm-hmm. My first choice is by Asenev, pygmy resonances, because there he has got.
Number three,
yeah. He's put an excellent phenomenological analysis, and the final point is theory, a paper that has been submitted to Physical Review Letters on an experiment done by a group in TU Darmstadt and the group at the cyclotron in the Cape, and the prediction are right on the dot with experimental data. So that was, to me, the first. It was very clear. And the second one was the what's the name? Exotic states.
Number one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number one. So that's my second one. Thank you. These are all choice, but the one that stands out is Asenev, pygmy resonances, and the exotic states is number two.
Thank you. Yes, please. Mm.
So for me, number one
please.
Is. It's okay.
Give you one request that during the whole sessions, in fact, you see that we have the new system for the microphones, and we had a strong request to not forget to cut the mic once you finished your intervention. So don't forget to do that, because we have the echo in this case. Of course, it's also important to switch on the mic when you are speaking. And as you see, that the right distance from the microphone is not always easy to find. I should not be too close, but I should not be too far later. So the advised distance is 15 centimeters. So please measure 15 centimeters. It's more or less a pen. And try to be at 15 centimeters from the mic. And it should work for everybody. Yeah. Okay. So please keep these instructions, which were given to me, for the whole sessions. Okay. Please go on.
So thank you for explanation. So for me, number one is Yevgeny Sushenok, impact of tensor interaction. It's number four in the list. And the second choice is Daniar Jansaitov, investigation of exotic states in light nuclei.
Please.
Yeah, I also have these two ones, but with the opposite sign. Also, number one is this investigation of exotic states, and second one is the other one.
Also von Sushenok.
It's taken. Yes, please.
Number two, the first, and the number four, second. Number four, second.
So I have also the preference for the number one, investigation of exotic states in light nuclei. And this on the second position, number three, influence of complex configurations on properties of pygmy.
Okay, my preference is number four, impact of tensor interaction. And the second one is number three, influence of complex configurations.
My first choice is number five, the denuclear nucleus model. And my second choice is number three, on the pygmy resonances.
Okay, for me, so number three is first, and number five is second.
Adam, yes, please give your choice. If we attribute to the first choice 2 points, can you make the short calculation? To first choice 2 points and to the second choice 1 point, and to make the sum? If you can make the sum. If for the first choice 2 points, for the second choice 1 point. Yeah, and please make the sum. How many points are per poster? It's like Eurovision, almost. Excuse me, I count in Russian. So this is 6. This is 2. So we could expect a difficult situation. So we have the same number of points for three posters. 6 points for poster number one, 6 points for the poster number three, and 6 points for the poster number four. So I propose to go for the next round, and you would choose one poster from this three. So I'm repeating, number one or number three or number four. So please be prepared to make the choice of the among them. So we'll make the same the second round. Please give just one number first. Or one, or three, or four. Zablon, yes, please.
Oh, three.
Second round.
fauna.
One.
It's difficult. Okay, number one. Then?
First choice number four, second choice number three. Only one, then it's four.
One.
Number four, I will change.
Just one, one choice between one, three, or four.
I already said the first one is one, number one.
Okay.
And the second one is number five.
So, gentlemen, the situation is not much easier. We have still two posters with the same number of points, number one and number four. So in fact, I propose to make the story short. Do we need the ranking, which is the first, which is the second, or we don't need it? So only one will be reported on the Scientific Council, so this is the important choice. Yeah, but we have to... We need the advice. Yes, Zeblon.
Because I'm the outlier here, I chose three, I will choose one.
Okay, so the situation is clear. The winner is poster number one. So this is... Daniel Yanisev, investigation of exotic states in light nuclei. So this one will be presented at the Scientific Council. And the second poster selected is number four, which is Eugen. Sorry if I pronounce not correctly. Eugen Sushenok, impact of tensor interaction on beta delayed neutron emission in neutron-rich nickel isotopes. Thank you very much for your contribution. I think that indeed we made a very nice selection of the very nice posters. Dear colleagues, we have a pleasure to announce the results of our jury and decision of the PAC. So have a pleasure to make two posters as our priority. The poster number one, which was presented by Tania Yenisev. Sorry if I pronounce not correctly. Could you say your name? Daniel Jansetov. Jansetov. It's okay. It's in English pronunciation. Investigation of exotic states in light nuclei. Congratulations. And this poster will be presented at the Scientific Council of GNR. And the second poster, which was selected, is Eugen Sushenok. Sorry if I didn't pronounce correctly the first name. Impact of tensor interaction on beta delayed neutron emission in neutron-rich nickel isotopes. Congratulations. Now we can. I would like to congratulate for the quality of the posters. It was not easy to make the selection, I can tell you. There were several candidates up to the last moment. We made three rounds of the discussions, and but all posters are really on a good level, but we had to make the selection only two. Thank you very much. So be prepared. Okay. So we are in the closed session already. So we have to now to work on our recommendations. I propose, so I hope that you received what I sent yesterday, this preliminary document. Okay, but yeah, but we can probably, yes, cool up. So I propose that we split, because we have different topics, and you have the referee of different topics, of course, that we split into groups, and the referee, of course, sometimes the same persons for different topics. So we have to start, I propose that we start from the first topic, so I will go back to the list of topics and of the referee. So I remind you that for the status of the factor of super heavy elements, I think that all topics can be discussed together. Yeah. So referees are as Sigurd and myself for the cyclotron. Myself and Steck for the separator, target and detector units. Then you remember the topics for which you are in charge?
So I think we'd better to using the screen.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. But it's first of all, we have to prepare the first version, then we'll show it and go together through it. Huh?
Problem is, so I belong to two parts.
Yeah,
I cannot divide.
No, you start from the first and then the second. Yeah, so this for you. Okay, so let's go in the order. The Aquilina. The Aquilina is, Christian himself. But please take into account the report of Korsheninikov. Then Tangra.
Question here. I mean, the text is already well worked out. Who did that? On the source things which I should review. the text is quite well worked out, yes, up to a few details. Was it your work? I mean, who did this text? But I mean, this time it is prepared much better than in the past, I must say. Good English. Just a few minor things to change.
Yeah. Marek, maybe I'm far. Just for hearing, I missed out. I missed the last part. So where is my? Because I've got two experiments.
You are the referee. For which parts you are the referee? Yeah.
Yes, but there's so.
Yes. So start from the first in order.
Yes.
And if you have the another person on the same topic, please try to make the same. I mean the joint version.
Okay.
Of the text, and then go to the next topic.
Sure.
Okay. And this version, you will get very soon the paper version of this, so then you will be able to correct on the paper.
All right. Thank you.
So we will try to put the draft by 12. So please be ready with all your text. I think that you are already ready with the text, but at 12 we'll try to look together the full text of the recommendations. Okay, at 12. So be back here at 12 if you are leaving. The committee members, I think that we are all here. So before starting and go through the recommendations, I would like to shortly discuss with you our issues. One related to the regulations of the PAC, and we have also to decide the date of the next PAC. Eventually the topics which we would like to discuss. So I propose to start with this, and then we'll go through the recommendations which are still under preparation. So we'll save some time. So I hope that you took a look on the regulation for the PACs. I would like to put your attention on two things. On point 1.4, with the criteria. So there are four criteria which we should take into account discussing the projects. And they should be used also for the written reports. So this is the guidance which is provided to us. So we should evaluate the new proposals and themes with respect to the scientific merits and intellectual contribution, technical feasibility of the project with the proposed timescale, compliance of the requested financial resources with the project objectives, availability of adequate human resources at GNR and in the collaborating institutions. So this is quite clear. But at the same time, I think it's important that, of course, we have the material which is prepared by the project leaders and team leaders and the labs, which allows us also to use these four criteria. So before the next PAC, we'll also explicitly request to follow in the preparation of the documents this criteria, yeah, because we cannot, of course, answer this criteria if we don't know the time scale, the financial resources, and the human resources in particular. So these are now the GNR regulations, and of course, I think we should follow this. So this is one point, and if you look at the point 3.10, there's a possibility in the regulations. In order to control the implementation of large projects, the PACs may appoint one or two of its members to perform continuous monitoring of a specific project jointly with the principal investigator. And so I would like to propose that we use this possibility, and for the major projects, not for all of them, of course, but for the major projects, we appoint one or two, it depends on the size probably, on the projects, PAC members to follow them, also in between. So, and I think it will be also easier to prepare the referee reports because you will be aware of all details, you know, of this. So, starting from this session, I propose to make it very easy that for the first topic, which is of course a big project and the highlight of the whole institute, namely for the super heavy element factory, I propose that Sigurd, if you would agree, you will be one of the PAC members who is following this. You follow already since a long time, and I hope that you will agree to follow this also in the future. And I would be happy also to join you to follow this together. It's fine? Okay, so this is the first point. So this is important for us. We appointed two persons, Sigurd Hoffmann and myself, who will follow the super heavy element factory over the meetings, also between the meetings if necessary. So this is the possibility given to the PAC. Then other topics. Do you think that we should also follow some other projects also in between? Appoint the PAC members to some other projects which were discussed yesterday and today. So I'm thinking, for example, Akulina 2 and Tangra and all others. Do you think that we should follow some of them or appoint the permanent, so-called permanent PAC members to follow them? What's your opinion? Maybe there are some volunteers to follow some projects.
For the Akulina 2 project, I can follow this project.
Yes, maybe in this case, indeed, Alexei, he's also very well informed what's going on with this. So indeed, Christian and Alexei will follow Akulina too. Okay. I don't know if anybody is writing this. No. Okay, and no, but we should see this somewhere. We should not forget about this. It should be written somewhere. Maybe in the end of the conclusions, I will add a small text. Yes. Yeah, because this is our internal issue, so we can add in the report. But after the meeting, yeah. Any other projects which we should follow? I don't think that I don't see any other projects because some of them we'll discuss, but some of them probably will be finished, and some of them are relatively limited and small projects. So I would propose to follow only these two for a moment. Okay, and then we'll see in the next meetings if we need a. Okay, so let's go now. The one thing before, because this might take some time, of course, to go through the recommendations, the date of the next meeting. So we have a proposal, joint proposal of Nikolai and myself in January 2018 to schedule the meeting on 17 and 18 of January. 17 and 18 of January 2018. I don't see any objections. Is it okay? 17, 18 January? Yes? It's okay? Okay. And the last point, on the visit, eventually, you know that traditionally we are visiting different laboratories. We had quite some number recently of different visits of the major labs related to our duties on nuclear physics. Also NICA, this was the visit. It was visited. It was recently. So, to be honest, I don't have a clear proposal which lab to visit next in January, especially in January. Maybe also you are welcome to also propose. Maybe you see we have visited of course the super heavy element factory and recently NICA. We were in the neutron lab also recently. So I don't know if there are any installations. Yes, that's what I said. Yeah, that we have visited. So only Gileppo Flap, yeah? Yes, please.
All the labs are very interesting, and they have something to show to the members of PAC. But Gileppo Lab definitely is the biggest lab, and you can see very much activities in different directions, including neutrino activities, physics, and so on. Very interesting is the radiation biology lab, but this is not directly linked to the activities of this PAC. The Laboratory of Information Technologies, which is on a very high level of modern IT technologies, it's also worthwhile to see. But in my view, there are some projects from Gileppo Lab, and it would be reasonable to visit next time Gileppo Lab.
Okay, thank you very much. I think the director is not here, so we have to, if you allowed us to impose the visit to him, we impose the visit. Yes, okay, then we will follow your advice, and the next visit will be done at Gileppo Lab. Okay, so let's go to the recommendations. So we will try to read. We didn't look all the whole text internally by the committee. So I propose that the committee members express first the remarks. Of course, directorate is welcome to correct and advise the corrections if this is necessary. So. I will try to read rapidly. Preamble, the chairman of the PAC of the Nuclear Physics welcomed the PAC members, the ex-official members from GNR and members of the GNR Directorate. The chairman presented an overview of the implementation of the recommendations taken at the previous meeting. GNR Vice Director informed the PAC about the resolution of the 121st session of the Scientific Council and the decision of the Committee of the Plenipotentiary. The PAC is pleased to note that the recommendations of the previous PAC meeting concerning GNR research in the areas of nuclear physics have been accepted by the GNR Scientific Council and Directorate. Somebody is moving. This is good. Yeah, they're moving. Who is moving this? Sorry. Yeah. Status of the factory of super heavy elements. Maybe we can use always the same, because we had some discussion what the name should be used. So I propose to put everywhere super heavy elements factory. We will use always the same, not because we are changing the word. So yeah. Yes. Yes, so super heavy element factory, yeah. Can we correct online, or then I should... Can you correct online, or I should do that, maybe? Or you can maybe correct online?
Is it okay?
I cannot hear you. Then I have to go there.
Applications. Okay, so the PAC
the PAC heard the reports on the status of the super heavy element factory presented by Kovagin, Bogomolov and Popieko. The PAC appreciates the high pace of the installation and commissioning work of the subsystems.
Marek, yes. I think this she in brackets is superfluous in this case.
Yes. We had some discussion on chef, so we'll not use chef. The DC-280 cyclotron, Dubna cyclotron, key factor of 280, is the central device of the new factory for super heavy element synthesis. The cyclotron and all its subsystems are in the installation phase. The high voltage platform on which the ion source will be located is being currently mounted. The mounting of the actual injection system is in progress. The main cyclotron magnet has been mounted and magnetic measurements will begin soon. The delay in starting magnetic measurements by about 2 months has been caused by the delay in the obtaining permission to connect the magnet to the power supply from the Russian Federal Supervisory Authorities. Please tell me if this is correct, if you agree, especially. Yes. 2 months? Yes?
Absolutely.
2 months is okay? It's okay? Yes, Zablon?
It's a different one on the startup, but I'll come to it later.
Yes, I think that the second, of the new factory of Xi synthesis, it's not quite correct. Maybe simple, the new Xi factory, it's enough. The C-280 cyclotron, Dubna cyclotron, is the central device of the new Xi factory.
Okay.
Because it's not only Xi synthesis, but study of nuclei and so on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's correct.
Zablon, please use microphone because,
DC-280, ECR ion sources, why don't you put a colon for the rest? Like you said, DC-220, colon, then the rest. Do the same for the ECR ion sources, just the, it's stylistically better. Just go up, left.
Yeah.
Put a colon there.
Okay.
And D2 for the rest. Colon. Nah.
You want to make the...
Colon. Hmm? No, that's not a semicolon.
No, that's semicolon. What's colon?
Double colon.
Uh-huh. Yes, I see. I'm trying to find it on this keyboard.
And the same for the rest.
Okay. This is...
Just...
Yeah. We'll put this systematically. Okay. Okay. Completion of the installation work is planned for December 2017. The commissioning of the cyclone is now planned from January to April 2018. ECR sources. The new 14 GHz ECR type ion source, Decris PM, was constructed on permanent magnets. The first results obtained with the Decris PM for argon, krypton, xenon, calcium, magnesium, and iron manifested the design intensities for the produced ions. In particular, the test with calcium ions confirmed that the design specification of the source were reached in terms of the beam intensity and of the low consumption of the calcium material. The source is ready for installation at the Xi factory. The superconducting ECR source for heavier ions to be installed in the future, the second high voltage platform, is under design. Target unit. Documentation for the new target unit design for the new separator has been developed. The contract on the construction of the target unit will be signed in the coming few months, and the system is expected to be operational for the first experiments in 2018. Is it correct? Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Let's do that.
I will do that.
But on a group, target unit. And separator, but
And I think after the double bond, it begins with small letters, not with capital ones.
Oh.
Is this correct? No?
Is it? Because in English you put a semicolon, therefore it follows.
Guys, you will agree. You will agree for the next meeting. I think it's not essential. Detection unit, so separator, sorry. The manufacturing of the new gas field separator is ongoing, and the initial testing of several components being conducted. The separator should be delivered to Dubna and mounted on channel 3 in October 2017. The design of a prep separator for studying the chemical properties of super heavy elements is in progress. Detector unit. A detection system for recording rare events of formation of super heavy elements with a high position and energy resolution at the GFS-2 is under development. First test of the focal plane DSS detector have demonstrated its excellent energy resolution. A combination of existing digital and analog electronics is proposed to be used in the first experiments at this super heavy element factory. Now the recommendations. In order to meet the deadlines of the startup and putting into operation the super heavy element factory, the PAC recommends that the GNR and Fluoroflab directorates ensure coordinated implementation of the schedule of civil construction, installation, and commissioning work of the accelerator, separator, target, and detector system. The PAC also recommends a careful quality control to be ensured during the installation and commissioning of all mentioned super heavy element factory components in order to guarantee the reliable operation of the facility with its optimal performances. The PAC recommends that the Fluoroflab Directorate focus on the preparation of the first day experiment. Special attention should be given to the timely provision of the super heavy element factory complex with engineering and technical personnel. These are the major recommendations. Yes?
So somehow this sentence guarantees the reliable operation of the facility with its optimal performance. This sounds not correct to me. The facility with its optimal performance. The operation of... reliable operation of the facility.
Under its optimal performances, what would be the better in English, Zeblon?
At its optimal performance.
Or with or at?
Yeah.
What's better? At? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Performance is one. You cannot have a singular performance.
And its optimal performance. Okay. Good. Start of the new fragment separator Colina 2 and first day experiments with it. Okay. And its first day experiments, no? It's not terrible.
And day one,
yeah. And it's day one. Okay. The PAC heard the report on the progress in commissioning and preparing first day experiments. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, this is not... at the new fragment separator Colina 2 presented by Andrei Fomichov. The startup of this fragment separator was carried out in March 2017. The design parameters of the setup were experimentally confirmed. the measured intensities of the secondary beams exceeded the values obtained at this existing fragment separator Colina 1 by a factor of 25. The collaboration proposed that the first experiments would investigate hydrogen 7, lithium 13, neon 17, and sulfur 26 decaying via 2P, 3N, and 4N emission. Yeah, it's a mixture a little bit. Yeah, okay. It's not absolutely correct, but I think we understand. Of course, sulfur 26 will not decay by 3N or 4N, but okay. Recommendation. I think as we are putting just one, maybe I will put here the one recommendation. The PAC endorses the present program of the first experiments at the Akulina 2 fragment separator and looks forward to a report on the results at a future meeting of the PAC. I would put here at future meetings because I'm sure that we'll make it several times. Yes.
Maybe for the next bit, on the last sentence of the previous page
yes.
2, that the collaboration proposed that the first experiments would investigate. Okay, it's fine. Sorry.
So fine.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's not that easy in one sentence to say because hydrogen 7 is not the decay. Decay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a mixture of several things, but I think we can understand what it means. Tangra project. The PAC heard a proposal for the extension of the project design and development of the TAC neutron method for determination of the elemental structure of materials and nuclear reaction studies. Project Tangra, presented by Kopacz. The project is aimed at developing the TARC neutron method and its application for basic nuclear physics research, as well as for applied studies. The PAC notes the successful realization of the first stage of the project during 2014-2016, the expansion of the list of participants and the geography of the project, as well as the balanced program of investigation for 2017-19. I don't understand what does mean geography of the project. I guess this is the list of the participating or institutions. Is it correct? Geography of the project. It's in geography, not in physics. especially the list of participants and collaborating institutions. I guess it's no. No? What would you like to say? What does mean geography in this case? Huh? Okay, list of participants. If you leave the list of participants. Yeah. As well as the balanced program of investigations. Okay, good. Recommendation. There's only one. Sorry? I cannot hear you if you don't use the microphone.
The project.
Yes.
The parenthesis there is in the wrong place. The first sentence, the PAC heard a proposal for the extension, then put the parenthesis after the, before the, then you can close the commas, inverted commas.
It's okay?
Yeah, then put, no. The inverted commas come after the parenthesis. After the parenthesis, put
yes.
The, close the quotation, yeah. Close.
Where is the close?
That's correct.
Okay, yes.
Put it there. Mm-hmm. Close it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If I find it. I don't know where it is. Sorry, where's the quotation? It's a completely different keyboard. Yeah, we put this later. I don't know where it is. I don't want to read. I don't want to lose the time. Okay, then recommendation. The PAC recommends extension of the Tangra project until the end of 2019, with full allocation of the requested funding according to the presented schedule of work. Probably the commas are not necessary here. No? I would remove the commas because at least here it's not necessary. The second one is okay? But without it will work also. Okay. Project E and T and RM. The PAC heard the report on the project study of deeply subcritical nuclear systems and possibilities of their applications for energy production, transportation of radioactive waste and research in the field of radiation material science. I would propose to remove this part three because we didn't hear recently about the part two and one. We didn't discuss in fact this in parts. It was just one project. Quasi-infinite target project and so on by Wagner. The PAC notes the large amount of work carried out by the authors of the project to develop methods for studying the main nuclear physics parameters of the uranium assembly quinta, the neutron field, the plutonium production time, the energy yield of the assembly, the transmutation rates of minor actinides. The results were included in the database on the GAADS systems, a 660 MeV proton beam of the phasotron at Gelepov is used for experimental studies. Excuse me, please use the microphone.
So we would like to change it. The results were included in the IAEA database on ADS systems.
Sorry, I didn't. So.
So you can tell.
The sentence, the results, the sentence touching yes. with the results.
Yes.
Just scroll there. Yeah. The results were included
yes.
in the IAEA database. One AI. Let's go down to that one. The on move IEA. No. In the IA. Okay, let me just read it. Just follow me, please.
In the database
results were included in the IAEA.
Okay.
Database on ADS systems. IAEA database. Then remove this one. Yeah.
Database ADS systems?
On.
On.
Yeah.
Good. Recommendation. It's also still... Okay. The PAC recommends extending the work on this project until the end of 2019 within the framework of the team development and construction of the prototype of complex for radiotherapy and applied research with heavy ion beams at the neutron M. Oh, is it correct?
That's wrong.
No, I don't think it's correct. No. Definitely they cannot do anything with 250 MeV protons.
No, this is
Nucleotron wrong. M is meant for the therapy, yes?
Yes. This is wrong.
No? So what's the Oh, no, it's not therapy, no.
It's heavy ion.
But shouldn't be... I understood that the work should be done with the phasotron, that this is more risky to do that with the nucleotron because it might be used for other things. This was said today by Itkis. Who was in charge? You were?
Well, today it was discussed that Fazatron has restricted Hotas lifetime only 18 and maybe 19, and the desire, the wish of the team was to move to Nuclotron, and as I can see, it is meant that the product complex for radiotherapy and applied research with heavy ion beams at Nuclotron M. It's the wish of the team. Whether it could be realized, we have to ask the laboratory, the Baldwin laboratory, high energy physics, at 1 o'clock. But this recommendation seems to me risky.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think that this is, In fact, they propose to work with the Fazatron for the next,
Next year.
Yes, yes. But I think we should recommend only for a moment that this part with the Fazatron, then we should leave it open.
They propose a pod experiment and Fazatron, and this... Yes. Development and construction of a new complex was for the next Nuclotron.
Yes.
But experiment was done at Pazatron for 2 years. But they are preparing for the next Nuclotron facilities. But experiment was done for 2 years at Pazatron.
To be honest, I will be in favor just to limit to the experiment at Fazatron and leave it open for the future proposal and future presentation. I think we should not grant it like that for this program for 5 years, because there are many uncertainties with the Nuclotron and so I think it's very risky in the recommendation.
No, I think it should be discussed with in the presence of the directorate of this lab.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you, because we cannot decide, because now I understand that work is shifted from laboratory of nuclear problems to laboratory of high energy. So we should know meaning or let's say decision of both directorate. So now it's too risky.
I think there was no clear recommendation about the continuation with a Nuclotron. This should be left to the future. So maybe we should just leave the last part off of the sentence.
So we
should not recommend something which is so open.
Yes. So do you agree to recommend the continuation of this project until the end of 2019?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so I would propose to make the full stop here.
Yeah.
And then to leave it, then it will be left to the directorate of GNR to say what's the best accelerator, what are the possibilities.
Marek, this is name of team. Yes, is this present? Name of project. This is name of project. Developer is the name of project, working project.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I understand this.
M, yes.
Yes, I understand this, but in our recommendation it sounds very strong.
It just got the list of teams, and there is written that exactly what is suggested as a recommendation. But I think it is needed to clarify this point in presence of the representative of the team and directorate of the laboratory, because otherwise.
So I propose, as this is, we'll have time before the scientific council to discuss this, and if there are recommendations which are more elaborated necessary, of course, this all PAC members will be informed of the new formulation. But as we cannot discuss this during this session, I propose to simply. I made it too much. What happened? Yes. I propose just to remove for a moment this. Yes. Okay. So let's keep it in this way. But this will be most probably changed or refined if necessary. That's indeed a delicate point. It's a pity that we couldn't discuss this with the directorate of the lab. Two labs, in fact, yeah. Okay, sorry, I made too many spaces, but still okay. Scientific results obtained in the completed projects of the team Physics of Light Mesons. The Packard reports on the results obtained in the PenMag, Triton, and PayNAC experiments with the term Physics of Light Mesons. The PAC heard a report on the results obtained in the PenMag experiment presented by Homutov. The PAC recognizes the world-class results produced in implementing the project. The PEN experiment accumulated some 10^7 P plus E nu and more than 10^8 P mu E decays, as well as significant number of pion and muon radiative decays. A comprehensive blinded maximum likelihood analysis is underway to extract a new experimental value of the ratio R pi and so on. The PEN goal is delta R over R 5^-4. The PAC recommends continuation of the processing of the data analysis in the PEN experiment in the radiative decay. I don't know why it's underlined. Of a pion with that will allow improvement of the previous results. With MEC experiment, a new upper limit on the branching ratio of this decay of B. Less than 4.2 × 10^13 was established, which represents the most stringent limit on the existence of this decay to date. The PAC supports participation in the MEC2 project. The PAC heard a report on the results obtained in the Triton experiment presented by Diomin. The PAC notes the measured rates of the nuclear reaction P plus T in the channels with the output of the gamma quantum and muon conversion confirm the results of the only PSI experiment. Is it correct? I hope. And there is a substantial contradiction with the modern theory. Taking into account the new data on previously not observed PT fusion channels, with the emission of an electron positron pair and gamma quantum pair, as well as the complexity of the method of investigation, the PAC recommends continuation of the activity in the Triton experiment in order to carry out, in particular, modeling of kinetics of mesoatomic and mesomolecular processes in the target, calibration of the detectors, an electron beam with an energy up to 20 MeV, development of a technique for modeling the channel registration process with the emission of two gamma quanta from the PT fusion reaction in the TRITO installation. In-depth analysis of the experimental data obtained, as well as the commissioning of the TRITO installation from operation until 2020. So the commissioning is supposed to finish in 2020. This is what is written. I hope this is feasible.
Yes, this is the intention.
Mm-hmm. Sorry? I don't see. You mean in this sentence?
Please use the microphone.
But I'm not here yet. We will come to this. The PAC heard a report presented by Pontecorvo on the results obtained in the study of P plus helium 4 interactions. At beam energy lower than the delta resonance in the FINEC project. The research was conducted using self-shunted stream chamber placed in the magnetic field. During the past 3 years, the collaboration has concentrated on the reliable identification of the strongly ionizing charged secondaries, making use of information on the ionizing power as well as kinematics, and on enhancing the intensity of the pion beam extracted from the phasotron. About 20% of the available raw data has been measured and analyzed. I think the measured is not correct. I hope that everything is measured as the raw data. Data has been analyzed, I think, no? You cannot... A significant part of the events of negative pion interaction with helium are shown to involve two deuterons in the final state. The mass of the neutral component of the delta resonance has been estimated to be in agreement with the negative delta mass previously determined by PAINAC. The PAC hopes that the PAINAC collaboration will successfully complete the analysis of all the existing data as well as extraction of pion beams and launch a new project as soon as possible. This is something wrong. The PAC encourages the PAINAC collaboration to have a more aggressive strategy for publication. Very nice sentence. General recommendation, the PAC endorses the final reports on the results obtained in the MACPAN, TRITON and PAINAC experiments. The PAC recommends that the directorate take a balanced approach to the completion and continuation of these investigations. The participation in the upgraded MAC 2 frontier experiment in the search for lepton flavor violation should be continued. I think this is, yeah. Everybody agrees with this general recommendation?
Mark.
Yes?
Coming back to this Triton
commission. Triton. Yes?
As well as the decommissioning of the Triton installation from operation until 2020. That means that it should be decommissioned before or by the end of 2020. What is the time limit meant?
That's exactly the question which I ask. I'm unfortunately not sure who was in charge of Triton.
Yeah, it's a referee.
Yeah.
But I think it's the limit. So It should be decommissioned by 2020.
By 2020 then?
Yeah, I think maybe by would be more safer if he writes essential operation by 2020.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Scientific reports. Yes.
I'm sorry. Could you come back? So
first
is not important. Why general recommendation? We use only recommendation. And why there is a sentence, a PAC recommends that Directorate of Laboratory of Nuclear Problems takes a balanced approach to the completion and continuation of these investigations. Why? It is not supported or why there is such recommendation?
There's some of them, what I understand, some of these projects is going to the end as it was written.
But this is a little bit strange. Like, so this is
completed, and some of them it leaves the room, in fact, to the lab directorate to influence more this experiment.
Okay, so but this is not properly expressed. So this is takes balanced approach. So my feeling is that we should suppress this sentence at all or to change it.
You would like to make it stronger or?
Not stronger.
Or weaker?
Weaker, yes.
Otherwise,
unbalanced. Yes, that they don't support it or they are against.
So in fact, yeah, we endorsed. We had some discussions, of course, if this some of these projects will finish or not. There were some recommendations on the more aggressive strategy for publication or the continuation, like PENEC 2. This is written here. I would agree that we can suppress this.
I mean, this sentence does not apply to all of the experiments. Yeah. For instance, MEC is published, but PEN we wait for the final publication. So really, it's difficult to put all the four activities in this sentence. It doesn't agree. So maybe we better leave it off.
Okay. I think it's quite clear that we, in fact, recommend essentially one experiment to continue. I think it's quite clear.
That's correct. The others are finished experimentally, but not yet published publicly.
Yeah. So I think this, yeah. Okay. Most of the English words are coming from French, so it's nothing wrong in it.
No, but that's the correct British spelling.
Yeah.
Flavor is American with the
yes.
So what's the question is what code do they use here? Is it the British English or American English?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't correct it. I left it as it was. So the PAC heard with interest the report dipole toroidal resonance vortical properties, anomalous deformation splitting, relation to pygmy mold, presented by Nesterenko. Theoretical models which described well and give a deep interpretation of the experimental results were widely discussed. The models are also able to predict new results on the magnesium 24 nucleus. The results are very interesting and should be published very soon. The PAC heard with interest the report search for special parity violation effects in the reactions of cold polarized neutrons with lightest nuclei presented by Sadyshev. The scientific goal of the experiment boron 10 and alpha lithium 7 is to determine the value of the weak p meson nucleon exchange constant f pi and report f pi lower than 6 × 10⁻⁶ × 10⁻⁷. Sorry? Ah, okay, less or equal. Yes, yes, let me try. No. No. Okay, so. Yes, please find, yes. Yeah. Post the session, the PAC appreciated the high quality of presentation of new results and proposals by young scientists in the field of nuclear physics research. The best posters selected are Investigation of Exotic States in Light Nuclei, presented by Jan Satov, and Impact of Tensor Interaction on Beta-Delayed Neutron Emission in Neutron-Rich Nickel Isotopes, presented by Sushenok. The PAC recommends the poster Investigation of Exotic States in Light Nuclei for presentation at the session of the Scientific Council in September 2017. Visit of the Floroff Lab. The members of the PAC thank the Directorate of the Floroff Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions for the organization of the visit of this laboratory to get acquainted with the progress of continuation of the factory. Okay, so then we should use the same. Factory. Next meeting of the PAC for nuclear physics will be held on Kola, this is, I think, 16 and 17. 16 and 17. Sorry. 16. 17 and 18. Yeah, I don't remember. Should be January before, yeah?
Marek, to this laboratory should be small L.
Okay. Here?
Yeah.
Its tentative agenda will include reports and recommendations on teams and projects to be completed in 2020. Yes, and visit to Chelepov Laboratory LNP. Yes. And that's it. Sorry for the delay. We have 8 minutes
just,
delay.
Just a comment.
Yes. yes.
No, just a. A comment in English to emphasize what Oleg has said. I suppose here the decision, Chair, is to use real English, not American. Thank you.
Yes, you're right. I fully support. And yeah, Sebla, I need your advice. I see that this very often used chairperson, I feel really like a man, so I prefer chairman. And no, but this I think not correctly in English. Yeah, if it's well defined, if the person is defined, it's not chairperson. Yeah, it
depends chairman. How politically correct you are.
Yeah. Okay.
Marek, it remains only one problematic point
yes.
with this transmutation
yes.
recommendation at the moment. I don't yeah. see a representative of the lab. What should we do? Because I can remind that during this presentation by Dr. Wagner, yeah,
mm-hmm.
he presented it, yes?
Yes. Yes.
The representative of the lab, of the high energy lab, was asked whether they will allocate and support this. And he expressed his supportive attitude in general.
That's true.
It's true. But what kind of recommendation give the PAC? It's your decision.
Also, that we supported this. Yes, it's quite clear that we supported the continuation of the project up to 2019. I think the only question was with which beam. So at which facility. And this decision does not depend on us, of course.
There is written that prototyping for required for moving from phasotron to nucleotron, developing of this prototype is the part of activity which is endorsed by the PAC or not endorsed, it's up to you. Was it presented in such a way that the team asks support of the PAC for prototyping? Come back to this.
This is the project. Here it, yeah. Yeah. Here it is.
You see this development and construction of the prototype for future experiments on nucleotron. This is the point. What tree?
You are Kim.
When I heard their report, I understand they are preparing for the next experiment, and they are developing and the construction of large quasi-infinite target.
Yeah, boron target. Yeah.
Yeah, they are preparing that one, and they doing some experiment at the positron. For the next experiment, for the nucleotron. So, that is what I understood.
So the, I think the preparation with the new target,
yeah, new target.
Is encouraged.
Yes.
So this is the part of the program which will go to the up to the end of 2019.
Yes.
The only uncertainty, as far as I understand, is where this program will be performed. At the phasotron, or only in the future,
no.
later,
they are the constructed and then test at the phasotron.
At phasotron, yeah.
But for understand, this is the prototype for the future experiments on nucleotron with heavy ions. They can test it with phasotron. By the end of 19, it's feasible. But then it will be moved to nucleotron, it was meant. And here PAC can be positive, supporting the just prototype construction and development.
But is it feasible that the experiments with nucleotron before the end of 2019? What I understood, this is not feasible. That the experiments with nucleotron are not feasible before the end of 2019.
Right, but...
Yeah, so if you recommend to continue the program up to 2019, everything is open for the future experiments with nucleotron.
Well, they are asking for support for construction of prototype.
Yes.
In the period until by the end of 19. And probably test it with phasotron. But for future experiments, nucleotron is no contradiction.
Yeah, there's no contradiction, but I think we should not say anything about the experiments beyond 2019 at this stage? They didn't analyze the data fully, and they are still. So the idea is just to say that they should prepare the prototype, for make the first irradiation test experiments at Fazotron, and that's it. Yes.
So sorry again to complicate it a little bit, but I remember expression of Michal Itkis that even on Fazotron, time or availability for such measurements is not given, let's say, or that also Fazotron cannot provide beam for testing. And we discuss about 200,000 euros of expenditures per year. So it is really important to know opinion of director of laboratory of high energy physics and director of laboratory of nuclear problem. We cannot just tell, okay, you are obliged to support, you have to do it. So program is interesting, but we should know if it is reasonable or not.
Moreover, Itkis said, Professor Itkis said that the beam time on nucleotron in future is not foreseen for this kind of experiments. In this sense, I think really PAC should get more information from the labs.
Okay, so the only possibility to get more information, to discuss it more, to put again on the agenda, so we can keep this general statement telling in the end that the further or more detailed recommendation will be produced at, after the next meeting. Okay, then we'll have more time to discuss with, indeed, it's, for us, situation was not clarified completely for the PAC members during this session. So, and indeed, there's uncertainty. So let me propose that we keep this recommendation, but I will add one sentence sent to you that this will be discussed again for the points which were not clarified at the next meeting. Not with the full presentation again of the program, but only for the points which were not clarified. Is it okay?
Recommendation. Just to recommend to continue this work until 2019.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I wanted to keep, yeah. Maybe somewhat unusual that we postpone the final recommendation, but in this particular case, I think we need more information, more discussion. I don't see the objection, and we are already 20 minutes behind. So let me thank to all of you for this intense meeting, and hope to see all of you at the next one, which we just decided in January. Thank you very much.
In behalf of Directorate, many thanks to you.
you took time, you came from all over the